Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Higgins moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Higgins scores. Doerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. There goes Kramer. The throw from Sullivan and Kramer is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing second base. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzara hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kress scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Jim Bagby now pitching. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Bagby spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and McQuinn is out. Hefner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Newsom moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Newsom moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mazzara, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Chapman scores. Vosmick scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ethan Allen now playing center field. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels strikes out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn bunts towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Kress moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner bunts for an out with unknown description. Kress moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. McQuinn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Browns. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Fritz Ostermuller. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.